Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's been a wild ride this year in Richmond, and we've got Michael Pope here to break it down for us and fill us in on the latest. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
So, all three statewide elected officials are caught up in scandals that threaten to remove them from office, and yet the government continues to move on. What's happening there at the Capitol?
Well, for now, all three of these elected officials are staying in place, at least through the end of the session. After the session, though things might change a little bit, lawmakers might be launching some sort of investigation to look at these sexual assault allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. I spoke with Delegate Marcus Simon, who's been speaking to a lawyer representing one of the women making allegations, and here's what he told me.
I don't know that we can legislatively require him to resign. If that's the outcome that the victims want. So part of struggling with what comes next is understanding what the options are.
Now, one option is creating some sort of special committee, although they're not exactly sure what that would look like or who would be on it or even what it would do. But it's also worth pointing out the General Assembly doesn't really do investigative committees the same way Congress does, so they're still kind of working through the details on this.
Is that a typical reaction to a crisis in the General Assembly? Create a committee.
Well, that's what they normally do when they're at loggerheads over, like, how to handle Airbnb or mental health reform. This is totally different, though, and lawmakers want to think through the best way to do this and avoid pitfalls. I spoke to Senator Amanda Chase, who was really clear about what should not happen. She does not want to force victims of sexual assault to be forced to tell their stories over and over again.
It's very painful. And I've walked with many women through those steps and that process. And the less number of times they have to repeat that story, the better. And so I want to make sure whatever process we use, that we're protecting the victims.
So we don't really know what the committee would do in terms of having testimony. Would that testimony be open to the public? Would it be done behind closed doors? Maybe a mix of the two. Perhaps there will be no testimony, and it'll just be a place for people making accusations to deposit evidence.
So the governor is hanging on to office despite the blackface scandal. What's he saying about how he'll handle his job differently?
Well, the governor has made a charge to his cabinet. He's asked all the cabinet members to come up with ways to address racial inequality. I spoke to Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran about how he responded to that charge.
Even if the governor is determined to do this, we still need to figure out a strategy to get a legislature that is at this time opposed to these reforms. So even though, you know, these might be ideas, but we need to make them reality.
Now, specifically, he says he wants to decriminalize marijuana possession and allow people who have court fines to keep their driver's licenses.
Both of those things sound very familiar. Didn't the General Assembly already take them up this year?
Yes, and they both died. Now, Northam actually called for marijuana decriminalization back in January during a State of the Commonwealth address. It didn't take that long to go up in smoke, though. The other effort, the one that lets people who have court fees keep their driver's licenses, that got way further in the process, although it eventually died. And one of the reasons for that is Republican Senator Bill Carrico, a former state trooper. He voted against the bill, and when I asked him about it, here's how he explained his no vote.
The large majority of the people that I stopped when I was out there on the highways, they weren't going to work. They were going to the next party. They were going to do something other than a gainful employment.
In other words, he says he's skeptical this effort would really help anybody through an equity lens or not.
I'm sure you'll be back again next week to keep us up to date on that.
Will do.